back, guys, and we've got a couple of new animes we're looking at this week, and one of the few. What is with this name? I've seen it so many times, Nobunaga. It's so popular.
I think the last few animes we've watched, like Nobunaga, The Fool,
Nobunagan.
yes, that's the one I was thinking of, The Assassin.
With the robots
Yeah.
and the big boobs.
Interesting character designs. Definitely. And this one is Nobunaga Concerto. Would someone like to talk about this one? Very random.
I'll talk about it because I picked the animes this week and I'm very scared now right now. And it's this is I don't know. You could call this like the Tale of Two Sons, I suppose. Not the Tale, like the Two Princes
Oh,
kind of.
the prince and the pauper.
That's the one. Yeah. It's about a kid called Subaru, who is in high school. He doesn't really care about lessons, and he just likes to juggle books on his head for some reason, and kind of climb on rails of an evening. But one evening off school, he falls, and he somehow ends up in the Sengoku era, and comes across the famous Nobunaga Oda, who basically is on a horse and says, "You look like me. I look like you." Right, I'm gonna go because I hate my family and I feel and I'm sick, so you cover for my family. Tell them I'm sorry, bye, and he just rides off. And so Subaru basically becomes Nobunaga, and as usual he just doesn't care about his responsibilities until like his adoptive brother basically tries to kill him, and basically he's like, "No, you can't kill me, otherwise history will be changed, and I'm gonna be the great ruler of this of Japan." And it just kind of, yeah, that's all I can describe it. It was very fast paced. I thought it kind of skipped on, it stayed on one thing, skipped to another, skipped to another, skipped to another, and it didn't really let it settle. That's the only way I can kind of describe it. And the animation was,
3D.
it was 3D.
3D cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Not the nice 3D. It's just
No.
the cheap, lazy 3D.
Yeah.
The ending kind of tried to show it off a little bit.
Yeah.
You see them walk,
Yeah.
spinning around circles with different outfits,
And that
but.
song was awesome, I will admit.
Oh, yeah, it was quite rocky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really like the end. Like, that's the bit which I liked about the whole show was the end bit. Like, I really like the editing and the graphic designs for the end sequence. But yeah, that show was bad.
I didn't even know his name until Harriet just said it now. I didn't
Yeah, I
get
was just
it. Subaru? When did they say Subaru at any
like
point? Was I that bored? I didn't even
I
care.
think it was literally at the very beginning when he was like, "Subaru, pay attention," and he's like,
I must have blinked, or I must have lost all interest like he had, of course.
I've never been so irritated by a show's pacing before, because it's not like it's like rapid fast dialogue kind of gag manga or gag anime stuff,
I
which
think
I'm
I would have
used
liked
to.
that though.
Yeah, if it was funny, kind of like punned, like, do you remember that Disney robot anime with the
Yeah.
princess robot? That was very fast paced and that was funny,
Yeah.
but this was just this like it just changed from scene to scene. Like, I don't understand how he traveled through time. At the very
Yeah,
beginning,
this
he was
is.
just like, "I'm walking on the chain link fence on top of my school roof," and then all of a sudden, I fell off and I fell through time. And it's like, what? There was no indication that this was time traveling manga anime at the beginning of the show. There was nothing. He just suddenly, oh, suddenly I'm in this different area, in this feudal area in Japan. It's like, what? Where?
Surprise!
Surprise! And you look exactly like Nobunaga. What? And then, oh, it's just I just and the animation just made me want to just barf. I hated it. I hated it. It was boring. I've never watched a show so like usually the stuff we watch sometimes is bad. Like this is like, oh, this is so bad, but you can laugh at it. This is just so boring. So boring. And it was so long. It was only the regular time of a normal like anime we watch, but it felt so long.
Yeah, I thought that actually afterwards as well.
Because it's like the dialogue wasn't too interesting. Character designs were just blah. The animation was blah. Oh, it was just blah. The whole show was just blah. Why did it exist? Why was it just made no sense? Are they gonna explain later on? any of the stuff. It just seemed a bit too fast-paced, like with the storytelling for the kind of story that it is. Because it would have been like a kind of like, oh, build up, he's at school, and then like, does he find something? And then also, or like, if he found like a book or something. It's the more cliche stuff, but there's like, there's nothing. There's nothing to go. How did he ta I'm most irritated. How did he time travel? How did he do that? It's like, I hate it. I don't like it. It doesn't make me want to watch more because it's so badly paced. It made me so angry. I'm sorry. As I said, the best bit, but the best bit about it, I like the bit where the wife, his
Yeah.
arranged wife, like
Oh
had the
God,
bug
well, she finds the
spray.
book, right?
Yeah,
Oh God.
what is
Oh.
this? And it's like there's this person trapped inside this paper.
In this obscene outfit.
Yeah, and the bit with the bug spray where the guys were carrying. I can't say words at the moment, sorry. But they were scared of the bug spray that she had because she said it would kill them. If the people who kidnapped her, they're just in the corner, just shivering, like, oh God, she has this evil magic device. But yeah, like that stuff was like that was the only two things which she was the best character, obviously. Because even though I really liked the stepbrother's like eyebrows, he was a bit
Yes, th
annoying.
those eyebrows. That's all I
Yeah.
wanted to talk about this whole
Yeah.
anime. Those eyebrows, that's all I cared about. I was like, wow.
His eyebrows were fantastic. They were giant and bushy. And I was like,
They're moving a lot,
yeah,
quite a
up
lot.
and down. Because he's super angry all the time. And, oh, where are you going, Master? Master, where are you? I don't know why he calls his stepbrother Master. It's a bit weird. But I don't know. Japan. So, but yeah, no, what did you think about it, Alex?
I could barely watch it 'cause that horrible 3D.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. I was like, it, on the picture, when I looked it up ahead of time, I was like, oh, the picture for the show looks really nice. Go watch the show. Why did it have to be so? It had a really awesome sounding name as well, and I thought it was going to
Yeah.
be awesome. But no, it was naff.
I thought it was going to be about music or
I did
something.
too. I thought it was going to be the same as like the last one we had. The Japanese feudal lords, Japan music boy bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was disappointed.
Yeah, it wasn't what I expected it to be. But you've pretty much done it. I said everything I thought about it, which was just meh story. Looks eh.
Yeah, I guess it would have been because when I saw the characters, I was like, "Oh, those are pretty nice characters." Oh. And then you watched it, and it's like, "Oh, no."
Oh, they've made stick men out of 3D engines and painted them.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Awesome.
I haven't seen something so weird. Like, I think the last terrible show we saw was that weird Future Submarine one. Do you
Yeah,
remember?
that 3D was awful.
Oh, that was so bad. This is probably on the same level. Or 3D. This is like, hey, we've. Oh, it's just so bad. I can't. Yeah, that's so bad. So, so
Harriet, were there any redeeming features for you since you picked the anime? I've already said
Pick
one,
more like random.
eyebrows. The ending
So, you
song,
know.
the ending song.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I apologize again. I will redeem myself in some way. I don't know how.
Bows and lashings, Harriet. Edo period styly.
Idea.
We'll move on to the other anime. Let me see. What was the name? Right,
Dramatical
Dramatical
Bird.
Murder.
No,
Oh, wait. No,
oh,
no, no.
bollocks.
Alex can explain it, but let me just tell you, there's loads of men in this.
This
So
is
you know I'm
why.
gonna love it.
See, this is
So
why
many men.
I picked this on behalf of Alex
Thank
because.
you. I
No.
played the
Yeah,
game.
this is
Go
why. But
on,
apparently.
Alex. Yes. Now I have to remember how the game goes because a lot of it makes no sense. The main character is Aoba, a blue-haired guy whose hair, for some bizarre reason, has feeling in it. Don't ask
What?
me. His hair actually
Yeah, that was the
feels. You
thing.
can't cut it, otherwise it'll hurt.
Oh, that's why he doesn't
They keep
cut it.
referring him as a her
Okay.
as well.
And the first episode, thank God, was just let's introduce half the guys, even though it was
There's
really done
more.
badly.
Oh dear.
So now I have to remember all the guys. Right. First guy you meet is the best friend in red with a sword.
The one that looks like Oren
from Final Fantasy X because he has the sling on his arm.
I thought you actually meant Auron already.
No, yeah, I was going to say.
No,
yeah.
Just reminded me of
he
him.
Is the best friend, hairdresser, womanizer. Usually the person
is he the
everyone
one with
goes
the
for.
Tip thing on his face, right?
No, no.
That's
see so many men. So many
there are so many men. Yes, the best guy with a teardrop doesn't get an ending. Thanks, guys. here we go. Kujaku. Thank God I can remember the name. And then you start meeting more of them, so you see the fights as well. I have to explain this. This is why it's pain. Too much stuff in this game. The fights, you have two sets of fights. You have Rhyme, and there's one other. Don't ask me which one is which. It's just stupid. You see it like twice for the entire series.
All mates?
It has, no, the all mates. Oh, you mean Ren? Little fluffy dog.
Oh!
Fluffy dog with the best
Can
voice.
You explain the whole animal thing?
The animal all mates? Yeah. Because it's kind of in the future, we've got better technology and all this. The all mates are like little pets. They're like your mobile phone. Go help her. And Ren is Alba's one, and he's adorable as hell. And so cute. And ridiculously
and
muscly.
And so deadpan at the same time,
yeah.
Please. My God,
yeah,
this dog's so funny.
Who absolutely hates Clara, who is the female dog, who's an absolute cow, owned by an old woman in a store, which they have to go visit now and again, and she feeds them full of cake. Because she's so lovely. Ren's my favourite character, so I can't really go too much on him. but yeah, just put it simply, this entire series is how many guys can we set up with the main guy by the end of the series?
Yeah, because each of them are like, join my gang. And I'm like...
Yep, join my gang. The guys are as follows. I have to explain all of these. Some of them are dicks. Shall I just go for the list of them?
Yeah, go on.
Kujaku, the best friend. Noise, who you get a clip of in the episode. He's got the green rabbit hat on, helmet in Rhyme.
Mm. Yeah.
In Taxaroba. Mink, who is the big, gruffly, dreadlocked.
Is he Native
guy.
American, isn't he?
Yep. Feathers and everything.
Yeah.
Clear, who I don't think you get to see in the first episode, who's the white haired one that looks like he's the guy from Evangelion. exact clone almost. And we've got Mizuki, who's the one that has the teardrop under his eye.
Woo.
Doesn't get an ending. So all of you hoping he's an option, he's not. He's the best friend. I can't forget the twins.
Oh yes.
Virus and Trip.
The twins who are not twins.
That are not twins and creepy as hell. And have really bad taste in fashion, like most of the people in this series.
I actually thought they were quite decent. But
well, they're the most decent dressed. And then I think later on they get some weird outfits. It gets ridiculous. But as I said, this is such a weird series to explain. It's a romance, sci-fi, action, thriller. Thriller, I only say that because it's bad endings, and by God, can they please not show the bad endings in this anime?
This is what I'm thinking, because I haven't played the game, but I have seen a couple of the endings, and I think I've seen the worst one.
Which,
so, yeah.
I think I know which one you've seen.
Yeah, it kind of flashes on and off, and then it kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rawr, bitey one.
Yes, that's the one.
Not the slashy, where we've got a bitey one, a head... beheading one,
like
torn to shreds.
It's like Corpse Party all over again.
A number of
ones.
Imagine Corpse Party endings, but some of them are pretty creepy as hell. Can they what?
Can they actually beat the creepiness of Corpse Party? I don't know. I don't
know. It's just shocking. You get to the end, it's like, oh, I've been through all these happy like little characters. I found a really awesome guy. Oh my God. Why am I being torn to shreds? This is gross. Oh, wow. But one thing I will say is the anime doesn't look as good as the game.
Oh, that's
yeah, you're selling the game to me. The game sounds fab.
The game is, one, a lot better setup. Looks nicer. And no, you don't have the I just walk into randomly random guys. in the game for this, unlike the anime. It's like, hey, let's walk into this big Native American guy and say sorry and make it really obvious he's one of the guys you're going to get later on because he's dressed differently. But no, in the game, that sets up the main story and then it's choose which one you want, depending on how nice you've been to them. In the anime, it's just, here's all the guys and I expect one guy per episode set up, probably. Best friend first. Because everyone has the best friend first. But, yeah. Oh, the anime doesn't seem right.
No,
it was super boring. And super all over the place. Because it's like, obviously, I had no idea what was going on half the time. Because I was like, oh, okay, there's this dude, and he's got stupid hair that's, it's super long, but it's inside his jacket for some reason. So I thought that was a really dumb character design. And he's got weird kind of like mini jackets on his feet that cover his boots.
Oh, those horrible shoe covers.
Yeah, I'm like, you are not going snowing, sir, like snowboarding, so why do you even have those? But yeah, apart from that, like, I was like, I already have like seen little bits because Tumblr people post a lot of stuff. There's like some people I know who are obsessed with the game, and I'm just like, it's kind of put me off it completely. Because I've heard of some of the horrible stuff that happens in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was like, well, is he going to, like, straight away, I was like, there's no kissing in this. I don't care. Because it's a dating sim, isn't it?
It's
a really weird gay dating sim.
Dating sim with some weird rubbish sci-fi story on the side.
Yeah, like, the sci-fi story is so, like, lucky bag, like they just took bits and pieces of every kind of like little anime trope with sci-fi stuff and put it into one thing. Everything's super rainbow colored. What was with the weird lady with like the lady with the like four arms or the six arms? She was like the
Usagi.
When they were having the street fight and she had the man's voice as well, which completely threw me as well.
Yeah.
Is she a love interest?
No, but she's part of a love interest.
Boo! I want that to be a love interest.
She's based on... He's not a love interest, though. He is a main character. But yeah, that's a story one. There's so much stuff in it, and they kind of tried to do it in one episode and went, nah, let's just show the guys and make some bullshit up.
Yeah, I was just... Like, it was basically... It seemed like Yu-Gi-Oh! With the holographic stuff.
Oh yeah, and then when he kind of changed...
Yeah, like, oh, the cards changed, like, the dog's changed into a being, because I've heard that you can romance the dog.
Yep.
Which sounds super gross. But so bizarre.
It's explained, but in a really, it's one of those typical, what the hell did you come up with storylines?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this dog's okay, because I just heard that you can romance the dog, and that's all you hear, is that you can romance the dog in that game, and I'm like, oh, gross. But if I saw that the dog turned into a weird AI man, I was like, oh, maybe you romance him, that makes more sense, it's a bit less gross. But yeah, like, friggin' when they had the crazy disco dance party battle in the alleyway, I did not understand why that suddenly happened.
I don't know either why there
are several hundred gangs with different like leaders of different colors. Why do gangs just sit around and not talk about anything?
This is raving for the future.
It's just like they went, I just didn't understand any of it. Like, why did he bump into so many main characters in the first episode? I feel like he's gonna get with the twins, just like that.
No.
Are they the worst?
You don't want the twins ending.
Okay, they're the worst. Yep. We're gonna pick the ending. But yeah, it's just like it just was like a really lazy first episode. Yeah, the anime, like the animation, like I've seen the artwork for the show, and it's really like, even though I don't particularly like the character designs, the artwork's decent, but the animation in this was like, pants.
I have to agree, it wasn't good.
So pants.
Aisha, what did you think?
I'm feeling strong cosplay urges.
So am I.
That's what I mean. All of them look like cosplay characters. They just look like people who would be really fun to cosplay.
I have seen a few of my friends cosplay as these characters, and I'm just
to do clear.
Who's the guy?
I want plushy animals on my shoulder.
Who's the guy with the yellow hair and the studs in his nose?
Noise.
That's the one. Yeah, that's my friend Thomas. He cosplayed as him. at Hyper Japan, I think.
The German.
Really good,
they, honestly, they've tried to give you really weird options and then just fell flat. Mm. It's like, here, I have a Native American guy who's got the worst story ever.
Yeah,
there's a German guy who's a gamer.
Isn't the Native American guy, I heard that he beats you up a lot.
Yeah.
And he rapes the main character a lot. Mm-hmm, and I'm lovely. Like,
excellent.
They
didn't finish his story properly. He was a rush job. And so his story makes no sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, here's a happy ending. I don't want a happy ending for this story. It's shit.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this, like, bits and pieces. It just seems like a very bizarre thing to make an anime about if you're not going to be, like, as gross as it is in the game.
Mm. I don't know how they've got away with it.
Yeah, because I don't know if they could, like, make it, like, PG or, like, PG-13 or something.
The game is definitely not
PG-13.
They have put this as PG-13 or teens 13 or older.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So
it's not going to have anything. It's probably going to have weird cutaways where it's like, oh, like they'll pin you to they'll pin the dude to the wall or something, and then they'll have like the tastefully like darkened half a screen to cover the gore or to cover the blowjob or whatever. I bet that's how it's going to be, because if it's 13, I thought it was going to be a 13, because I was like, there's no way this first episode is going to be like some kind of serious anime or not serious, because that story's not serious at all, but yeah. Aren't they remaking the game for the US and the UK?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have heard rumours. I think they are bringing the game.
But they're probably going to edit it a lot because it's super gross.
Yeah, they're going to remove a hell of a lot. I've got the original Japanese one and they cover up parts.
Yeah.
Bits of it.
Tiny bit. A little bit.
Tiny bit, but it's still gory as hell.
Yeah. I was suggesting to my boyfriend, though, hey, we should play this game because it sounds horrible and terrible.
You're just going to go through it and get all the bad endings.
Not on purpose. Just by accident.
I played what character I wanted first and I got his bad ending because it just doesn't tell you.
Oh.
Oh,
that's harsh.
It's some of the endings are really harsh where it gives you an option and it doesn't explain it purposely, and it's like, here you go, have a go, just do what you think's the right one. And I did it twice and I was like, bad ending. Oh, bad ending again. Wait, what? How do I win this? You give me two bad endings. It's just really harsh to people if you want to be happy. Nope.
So in finalized form, the game over the anime?
Yep.
How can I get hold of this game, Alex?
You can buy it online. It's PC only.
Oh.
Your laptop only. There is two games out, Dramatical Murder and Dramatical Murder Reconnect. There is an English patch, but you have to get the game. And it only runs on Japanese systems.
Okay.
So have fun with that.
If not, there's always YouTube.
if you're having trouble, Google how do I play the game on an English system, and it'll tell you. Because mine's English. Just thinks it's Japanese.
But yeah. I feel like that first episode did not sell the game at all.
No.
Yep. Might as well just watch the game opening credit.
Okay, because,
explain it better.
I was like, why are people obsessed with this? Because there's so many people obsessed with it. It's like, this is terrible. This is the worst.
The game?
No,
the game itself isn't very well written either.
Okay, so people are just crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've completed the game 100% and I still sat there and went, I do not understand half of these main storylines. I don't know what's going on. Even Reconnect doesn't explain it very well either, and that's supposed to be extended.
Oh wow.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was just, made no sense. So many character designs. I never get the whole, when you always, there was that guy, I think, with a teardrop on his face. He was just hanging out with his gang, but his gang were doing nothing, and he was saying nothing to his gang. And it was just until someone came along and said something to him, I was like, "This is so weird. Are you not real people? I don't understand."
This is what I don't understand, because they've got rid of quite a lot of stuff from the game as well, because he usually hangs out in his shop.
Oh.
He owns a tattoo parlor.
That would look more interesting than him just hanging out with his boys.
Yeah, you go over here and he's in the tattoo parlor, and I'm like, okay, why is he standing outside of his gang looking miserable as sin?
Yeah, it's so sad.
This is why I was afraid now of now I picked these animes. I'm just going to go run away and hide. See you later, bye.
You ran and picked them.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to this until I watched the episode.
So like, was wow. I. So was I, believe it or not.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more like the game art as well. They tried. I don't know. I don't think it's my kind of thing. If it was more like that stupid, you know, the first episode of those stupid, hey, I'm a girl from a dating sim game, and here's all these vampires, or here's all these brothers, then, yeah, I would have been more like, ah, this is terrible, but...
Diabolic just... lovers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
But it's like, no, this was just boring. This wasn't even terrible, this was just boring.
It's probably gonna go down that route as well.
Oh, gross.
Oh, dear.
It's gonna be so crap.
Yeah.
So two and see what happens.
Okay. So overall, game over.
Game
anime.
Over.
Yeah.
Get the game.
Maybe I'll try it. Maybe.
Effort.
It's a lot of effort to get the game.
Oh man. I have too much. I won't get it. Too much effort already. You've already said it. Kind of wanted to play it, but not really. Maybe I'll get the beta version when it comes out.
Oh, I agree.
Bear in mind, the beta version will be edited.
Yeah.
A lot. Lots of pixels.
How so?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that are going to have to pixelate out.
Or remove.
Yeah.
Penises.
Well, that.
Oh!
Which is already pixelated anyway.
Wow, there are penises involved. Oh my.
It's a yaoi game, so of course there's penises.
Oh shit, I didn't know that!
There's sex scene in every single run, including the dog. Including.
Is it a sex scene with the dog?
Oh god.
Well, not with the dog itself, no. Human version.
Okay, because that's what I thought it was, and now I'm disappointed because I thought this is the worst game ever.
Actually, no, I don't know if there is actually.
Because I thought this. I wouldn't put it past, by the sounds of this game, I wouldn't put it past this game. Because everybody keeps on chatting about, oh, you can romance the dog, and I'm like, why? Why would you? But I found out it's a robot dog, so it's maybe a tiny bit less creepy, but still pretty creepy.
You can romance the dog, the twins, the best friend, the gamer, Clear, Mink.
Isn't there a robot dude?
That's Clear.
Okay.
I think. Is it Clear or Noise? I can't remember which one's which.
What's their names?
No, it's Kojaku, which is the best friend. Mink, who is the Native American guy, who's an ex-prisoner. Clear, who I think is the one that looks like he's from Evangelion of the Umbrella. Noise is the German geek with all the piercings, who has a thing for piercing himself in really creepy places.
Lovely.
Yes. And... the twins, who aren't twins, who are extremely creepy, and you do not want to get their ending. Whatever you do, do not get their ending.
Is it bad?
It's, well, yes. It's bad, but...
Is there a good ending with them?
No!
Oh, okay, so it's just bad, okay.
Even in the extended version, they just extended their version, which is just a bad ending anyway.
Okay, so just always set yourself up to fail with that, dude. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Never trust the twins.
Well, they seem to be terrible in a lot of stuff, apart from, like, was it Oren High School Host Club? Because they kind of at least grew up. But in that other dramatical, not dramatical murder, that,
Diabolic Lovers?
Yeah. They were just terrible. It was so horrible.
Bad memories.
Ugh.
Apart from that, is there any other notable things to say about GamesCon, Harriet?
Yes, there is. Let me just have a look. Oh, while I'm looking, in the meantime, it's Buck this weekend, so...
Oh, God, guys, I have so much to say about Buck. My God. Don't you start me off now. I looked through the schedule, what they're doing. It's actually quite cool.
I know.
Mission Impossible Speed Art Challenge. You've got workshops where you have to draw pictures under an hour, and you can get trophies and prizes. You can actually also make your own model pony while you're there. See how it's done, and then you can also do, what was it, you can make your own pony cupcakes, free food, and then, oh, if you're shy, you can join the Fluttershy Club.
Oh,
and you can get to know people. What else? Oh, and you can also meet people on Tumblr, famous pony people, and if you don't know what Tumblr is, they can explain to you what the pros and cons are and what to avoid with trolls and how to meet artists, writers, blah blah blah. And then guest buffet. This is the weirdest, right? You can go and eat, and then you might have a chance of meeting VIP people there. And then apparently it's all cool to just chat to the celebs that you have permission to. It's really weird.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's just so much. Wow, Buck, that is the place to be. Manchester.
I would have gone, but it's very expensive for a ticket. But then again, I think it's worth
it. It's the biggest My Little Pony con in the whole of Europe.
Yeah.
So it's £40 a day, and then it was £80 for 2 days, and then obviously, if you're going to stay, accommodation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. And there's parties there as well.
Of course. And there's, like, loads of cosplay. The cosplay is all done by Anime League. And they're also doing a few workshops to how to introduce you into pony cosplays. So, like, the whole suit thing, not just, you know, outfits and that.
Yeah.
And then our friend is probably going to be there. Do you remember Greetings? Oh, yeah. Greetings. Greetings, yeah. Miss you.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my friends who I play the MLP card game with are going this weekend, so have a fantastic time, and I'll be there in spirit, and hopefully I might go next year, maybe, hopefully.
Have you found the update yet?
Yes, I have. I think the biggest news to come from GamesCon was Silent Hills. I
watched a video for this.
I've played it.
You played it? Holy cow.
It is, and excuse my language, it is fucking scary.
And I just watched a video and I was like, I'm not playing this.
No,
I'm just gonna let someone else do it.
No, I was lucky enough, one of my friends let me have a go, and
known as PT.
Yeah,
but you get to play the guy from Walking Dead, at least.
Yeah, Norman Reedus. Yeah, it's just weird. You're just literally looping rooms while trying to pick up pieces of pictures and to solve a puzzle. I didn't realise this until I picked up a picture, and then this Latin came and blurred my screen. And oh god, the
Latin.
Yeah, like backwards Latin or something like that. It just like took over the screen. I don't know what it said. I don't even know what it was said. It could be something evil, but
the chiming bells every time you take too long to walk around.
Oh god, and the ghost.
And the ghost that turns up if you take too long as well.
Yeah, she. Oh my god! If you haven't seen it, watch a. There's loads of YouTubers who've played it, but just type in PT playable trailer Silent Hills. They all
and try
vary.
And find one that anyone's completed, because half the ones I saw, they all gave up.
H2O Delirious is the only one I know so far who has completed it from start to finish.
I think that was one I saw.
It's two parts. It's so funny, but so worth watching. Yeah, even when I didn't complete it, I was too much of a coward to finish it. I gave up after the
bathroom.
The bathroom freaked the hell out of me. What?
We're trying not to give too much away.
What? Yeah, I think I can relate. I think I can figure out what that means, but...
When the first time you get in there.
Yeah, I can think... I know what happened. Yeah. But then there's a refrigerator, and it starts dripping blood, and it's just like, nope, that's it, done, bye. I got attacked by the ghost twice, because I ran out of time, and... But yeah, it's quite interesting who's making it. is Metal Gear Solid Man, Hideo
Kojima.
Kojima!
And Del Toro.
Oh, yes, the guy who does the horror Spanish horror movies, yes. Special effects and whatnot.
I have to say, when I saw The Evil Within, I watched someone play it, I forget who, I think it was PewDiePie, who got the exclusive. I thought that was scary. I would rather play The Evil Within than play this again. That's saying something. This game is absolutely terrifying. I mean, for this demo, if this carried on the way it does throughout the game, this is going to be like one of the best horror games in years.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's...
What did Kojima do to get out of his contract with Konami, man? They have like a tight leash on this guy.
I don't know. I mean... I couldn't believe it. When I first heard this was going to happen, and before I saw the trailer and played the trailer, I thought, this is strange. But I can see this kind of marrying it up. I think Kojima actually said... He said, I want people to shit their pants when they play this game. So, yeah, he did that to me a little bit. It was just like, so scary.
Well, it's a simple demo, but it does that horrible, you have no idea what's going to happen next. Oh my god.
No. And the other one that's come out recently is Five Nights at Freddy's, which is kind of the same thing. You don't know what's going to happen. I am going to play
that,
by the way.
That one's even worse, because you know what's going to happen and you can't stop it if you're too stupid to keep an eye out.
I've bought the game. I'm recording a reaction video to this, and I will post it on YouTube at some point. But no.
Oh, you better save the battery.
Oh, don't.
Got lost.
But yeah, other stuff really to come out of. There wasn't really much big news. DayZ is going to be on the PS4. Wild was another game that was announced. They showed a 4-minute or a 2-minute trailer of Bloodborne, which looks amazing. I know me and Alex are just excited about this game.
I want it now.
Shadow Realms, another Until Dawn, which is a re-release, apparently. And I think they're hoping to get... They're trying to get Tomb Raider onto Sony. We're still confused as to why Xbox only...
It's gonna be... Well, they've said they're not gonna make it Xbox only. They said they were gonna do something about it. Because they said it was unfair. Some rubbish. Xbox announced it's gonna be Xbox only, and then I think one of the developers or someone from the Tomb Raider lot went, no.
They lie a lot, but I think that's because they want to improve the sales on Xbox 360.
Because we did say,
like, I've seen it with quite a few titles where they've said it's just Xbox 360 exclusive, and suddenly, oh look, it's on the PS4. What a surprise!
Funnily enough, now the playable trailer for Silent Hills is only on PS4. So
weird. I thought that would be an Xbox 360 exclusive.
Apparently, I think it will be. But I think at the moment they're only releasing the playable trailer as a PSN exclusive.
Well, that's just deceiving.
I know.
Because then the PS3 people are going to be like, fuck this. This means we have to buy an Xbox 360.
Well, yeah, this is it. It's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's kind of, what one do you choose now, your alliance with? Sony or Microsoft? That's what they're turning it into.
Sony! Sorry.
Only because Sega's deceased. Only because. Just saying it.
Poor Sega, the Dreamcast. Oh, memories. But yeah, that's the biggest news. I'm looking forward to Silent Hills, but I will not be playing it. I will be watching other people play it instead. And probably read and scroll into the comment section while they're playing it, because I have a love-hate relationship with horror. I love it, but it scares the hell out of me. You know?
I understand.
But yeah, that's the latest news from Gamescom. And they just showed a lot of trailers and upcoming stuff for the games coming out in the next year. So yeah, and then I think the next games thing here will be Eurogamer. So hopefully there'll be more news coming out of that, and we'll get to play some games.
Oh yeah, less queuing, more gaming. Woo!
I know.
God, I'll actually see you guys outside of Dark Souls Q. My God. Never saw Alex again, and then I saw Harriet enter the Oculus Rift queue. Never saw her again. I think I was the only one who played games out of the three, definitely.
I think this time, yeah, I will literally be trying to play more games, if not just taking footage of people playing games.
Well, they have announced on their website Alien Isolation, Battlefield Hardline, Borderlands the pre-sequel. Yeah, I'm going to be gone for a good hour. Destiny, another hour I'm going to be disappeared for. Driver Club, Elite and Dangerous, Evolve. I'm not going to go. Oh, I'm going to be in queues for ages. Fable Legends, Forza Horizon, Halo the Master Chief Collection, Little Big Planet 3, Nosgoth, Project Spark, Sunset Overdrive, and War Thunder.
So basically,
those are the big titles.
We're not going to see Alex at all over the weekend.
Nope. I'm going to be gone.
Alex, see ya.
Oh,
I'm going to see that Just Dance bus, and I'm going for that again.
We're
going
to leave Harry on there.
Oh, God.
And disappear for three hours.
That place was too sweaty, man. That's dangerous. Shoes slipping.
I found it quite funny that I was on the bus with a bunch of kids who managed to sneak into Earl's Court.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were all like secondary school kids, and I was right in the front. I was like, move out the way. This is my place. Get out here. But no, it was quite funny. But yeah, it got really busy. Every time I went back, it was just full. So, like, if you have to use your arms, you're literally hitting each other in the head, or if you're sliding to the left, someone's sliding to the right instead, so you're bumping into each other. So yeah, great times, you know. I have seen some of the songs actually for Just Dance. I have to say, I'm not really impressed. It's just like I'm growing so old now, I don't even know like many people in the top 40, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
these songs are coming into Just Dance, I'm like, no, bring back some classics, not stuff I don't know. So maybe I might watch this time, I don't know. But yeah, I am actually looking forward to Eurogamer, because I think they're opening upstairs again, like they did last year.
So it's going to be 18 plus games upstairs, probably?
Yeah, like they did last year.
Which I never got to see! Yay!
I saw it, but it was, I think the biggest queue was Assassin's Creed on the PS4. But yeah, 2 meters, or like a few meters down the hall, was Assassin's Creed on PC. No one at it.
I was more interested in what did they have? Shinobi, the zombie one.
Oh, Kiba,
something else.
Oh gosh, I can't remember.
Kaiba.
That's the one, Kaiba.
Yeah, that was Toei, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't have a go at that actually. I wanted to, but it got so busy.
There was just way too many people.
I know, and
always is.
We're going on Saturday this year, aren't we? So that's going to be even worse.
Yay! It's going to be full of kids. Oh, well, at least you can hide in the 18 plus area.
That's true. I might venture on the Sunday, maybe. I have nothing else to do on my birthday, so I'll probably go up there and like, right, I'm just going to play games on my birthday. Woo! That's how you spend your 30th, just playing games. You know?
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay then, this part where we actually say goodbye. Bye!
Bye-bye!
See you next week, bye!